Psalm 129. Please read Psalm 129. It has 8 verses. The hand of the oppressor seems to be always lifted against the people of God. The psalmist identifies the oppression as having its roots in his early life, and it has grown stronger against him as he has matured. However, no matter how virulent the opposition has been, it has never managed to destroy his faith and trust in the mighty God. His faith has reigned supreme in his life, and unbelief and its error has not been victorious over his mind, thinking, or belief. There is reference here to the sufferings of Christ, as he was scourged by the Roman oppressors against his innocence and majesty. They beat him so badly, Jesus was unrecognizable. Yet the Lord has highly exalted him and set him above all those around him. The suffering had a measured existence and soon passed, cutting Christ free from all ignominy and degradation and setting him on the throne of the Almighty God. So also the people of God will be released from all rebuke and ridicule and will reign with their Saviour Jesus in the kingdom which is now come. All oppressors will come to nothing. They will wither and die like the baked and dry grass on the rooftops of the houses. They will be gathered like straw to be burned, for it is useless to the reapers, having no food value or human use. No one will bless the wicked. They will be left to the just recompense of their own mindset and ways. There is no sovereign Lord to rescue them, but only fiery judgment and useless consequences for their evil deeds. Because they hate the beloved city of Zion, they are turned away from it in utter shame.